First of all, apologies for the 5-second episode that was released yesterday. It was just the ending Lex of this show. I had at least one listener who wrote to me on Mastodon and was like, hey, nice episode, short and to the point. And I was like, what a nice compliment, because the episode was only 4-something minutes, not as long as usual. And I thought, oh, they really liked this episode. That's great. I did not realize that it was a flagging that the episode was too short. In that listener's defense who wrote to me, they may well have thought that it was an intentional release of a very short episode, which is funny. I wouldn't put past me, but is not something I did. Anyway, today's episode is probably full length if I exported it correctly.
Your Daily Lex.
There are some tired Friedmans in my family today, and I am not one of them. One of them is not a nickel. Both Liam and Sierra are super exhausted today, and they have every right to be. So the kids head off from school Tuesday for Veterans Day. Then Wednesday, Sierra went on a field trip with the theater kids from school to Manhattan to see a pair of Broadway shows, a play, Oedipus, that's in early previews, and then they also saw the musical Ragtime. And they also were in a drama store of some sort, and apparently at the same time Lin-Manuel Moreno was in the store, although they didn't see him at the time. Because of the way this field trip worked, we knew ahead of time the kids don't get back until after 1, around 1 a.m., and Lauren had the short straw, and she was picking up Sierra because I was the one getting up early with the kids today. Meanwhile, Liam has been out or getting home around 10:30 to 11 each night while he rehearses with a pit for a musical production of Into the Woods that he is playing synthesizer for. And he kept saying, I'm not tired. And today he's like, I am tired. He also was congested, so he took Sudafed, and he's like, it'll have two helps, because it'll help me with the congestion and it'll help pep me up. But he came home from school, has an eye doctor appointment. He's like, I'm going to take a nap. Somebody should wake me up before we go to the eye doctor appointment. Your 14-year-old kid saying, I'm going to go take a nap, tells you just how tired they are. Sierra can go to sleep at a relatively normal hour tonight, even early. Liam can't. He's got a show tonight. There's a production of the play tonight. So I'm actually going to go see the show tonight. So it was a 3-coffee day for me, because I want to make sure I don't fall asleep during Into the Woods, a musical I happen to hate. I know many people love it. I'm not one of those people, but I want to hear my son play synthesizer in the pit. Will I be able to identify which sounds he's providing? I don't know, but I'm going to go see it, because that's what dads do. But yeah, he's got to stay up for that show, and hopefully he doesn't fall asleep right there on the stage. Boy, that would be mortifying for everyone. Well, not for everyone. The audience wouldn't mind, but he would. So yeah, they are both quite tired. Sierra will catch up on sleep. Liam will not so much. The good news is Liam does not have a show Friday night, which is weird, but this show runs Thursday night, which is tonight, and then has 2 performances Saturday and 2 performances Sunday. But he'll get to go to sleep at normal times on those days, which is good. What a day. What a time to be alive. And my kids are alive, but only just so, only barely. I'm not that tired today. I was a little sore today from the gym yesterday, but that's good. It's the good kind of sore. And for a while, you know, initially when I started weightlifting with my trainer, I was doing 3 days a week. And then post-surgery, when I was lifting very little weights, he's like, you should go to 5 days a week since you're not lifting that much weight. So I'm doing 5 days a week. And yesterday at the gym, I was able to do some more weight with these machines. And he's like, hey, you can go back to every other day. And I was like, that's good, because there was no freaking chance I was going to do more weightlifting today after what I did yesterday, because I'm sore. My muscles are super swole, though. Do people describe themselves as swole? That's pretty funny to me. Hi, I'm swole. Anyway, I am going to end this recording because I have to go pick up my kid, Sierra, from her a cappella rehearsal. And then she'll come home, do homework, and I'm assuming pass out at like 8 p.m. I hope you're having a wonderful November the 13th. It's a Thursday, so don't worry. Tomorrow, if memory serves, is going to be a Friday the 14th, which is in no way a scary day. Goodbye.
Lex.